The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Join James and Betty as they reveal the basics of life we all need to fulfill God's kingdom agenda on earth.
Betty, we're going to be coming into people's homes every day with even a renewed focus on the King and the importance of the kingdom. We're going to be sharing with you perhaps the rest of our life, the basics of life, and what it is to fulfill God's kingdom agenda.
The basics of life, next.
Well, I want to welcome you to this special series of programs that you'll be hearing actually for the next several weeks. I'm going to be talking to you along with our guests and Betty and I during this program on the basics of life, fulfilling God's kingdom agenda. What does that really look like? And I think if I had to narrow the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven that Jesus said is at hand down to a single succinct statement, I believe I would simply reference it in this manner. Living in His presence in the present, right now. Jesus, the center of everything. I'm going to be communicating very directly with you and with our television audience. I believe the very heart of God. If you give earnest attention, I think you're going to be finding that your whole world is going to be turned right side up. It is a joy to share this time with you. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to Life Today, and we're praying that every day you're going to find strength for everyday life and for all the challenges in your life. And we do face many. And one of them you face is coming up here to share.
That's true.
Why is this difficult for you? I mean, people would wonder. You look beautiful and you look at peace, but why is it difficult for you to come up?
You know, I think part of it is God just wanted to stretch me. Some quite a bit, but we mustn't be afraid of that, and I'm not. I feel very safe with you and with the Lord here sitting here. I just say, God, you speak through me, or I'm a very quiet person. You know, I'm a homebody, so I like to be at home, but I also want to be in the center of His will, so here I am.
I want you to know that this beautiful girl that I've been in love with for over 50 years, and if you haven't read our journey, Living in Love, I hope you get it, because God's inviting us to live in love. But this beautiful girl, as a matter of fact, I told the Lord the other day, I said, I really believe God, with the frailties and the failures in my own life, my Christian life, and the disappointment that I know I've brought to your heart, and I'm sure to Betty's, I feel like I'm so blessed, and I really believe that you have favored this girl who's so precious and pure and innocent, that I honestly believe I have walked in the blessings on her. You've sort of covered me with the grace that's on her. And you know what God said to me in that conversation? He said, you're right. I've covered you. Looking out for her. Some of the pain that you could have brought because you turned away. You were misguided or misdirected. You're right, James. You got to live in that grace, that shelter that was on your wife. You were protected from some pain because I protected her, but get this, here's what he's saying to me. You can't live there. Don't you ever find contentment living there and think you can live in some way outside my will and just benefit from the blessings that are on someone else. Betty, I think a lot of people in the Christian world and even in ministry circles ride the blessings on someone else. They hitch their wagon to a star, even in the spiritual galaxy of God's anointing and enabling. Rather than walking in the center of the will of God with the blessing of God not only upon them but being poured through them. So I want you to know, honey, you're an inspiration to me, and I believe you are to our viewers. And can I just tell you, you're an inspiration? Betty and I have been spending a tremendous amount of time in prayer, and I need to tell you this, and I really wish I could reach out and take your hand and just say, now let me share something with you. I have really been spending a tremendous amount of time in prayer. Did you know recently Billy Graham, 92 years old, was interviewed by ABC, and in one of those treasured moments with this giant in the Lord who's loved me since I was 19 and been my friend. And such a blessing to be his friend. They ask him, if you could do it all over, the most famous preacher who's ever lived, what would you change? And Billy said, I would spend more time in prayer. And I want you to think about that. I would spend more time in prayer. The most famous preacher since the Apostle Paul, perhaps through all of history, certainly preaching in person to more people than anyone ever has. And said, if I had it to do, or I'd spend more time in prayer. Think about this, Betty. People are watching us who can't preach. They can't communicate. They're not called to preach. They're called to be witnesses. All of us are. But they might say, I can't do what Billy Graham can do, but you can do what Billy Graham says he wishes he had done more of. We can all pray more. God is showing me how not only important, but how powerful prayer is. And I've been praying. Let me tell you what I've been doing. Maybe some of you have heard us reference our little dachshund, our little princess. That she was sad when we left the house a while ago. That old dachshund, that old sad look. And we told her, we'll be back in a little bit. And Betty said, no, we won't, princess. It'll be
tell
a pretty good
truth.
While.
It's
tell her the truth. Tell her the truth. It's going to be a while.
That's right.
So I said, we'll be back soon. Not too soon, Betty said. She has to always tell it just exactly right. But little princess, she always wants to know if she's going with us. She inspired me to say, God, I want to be as excited and as anxious to go wherever you go as she is. But something else about princess that really touches me every morning when she gets up, she comes running from her little bed, jumps up on the recliner, puts her little paws up here on my chest and gets real close. And I tell her, with her long nose and long ears, and little short legs, I tell her how beautiful she is. You're so pretty. By the way, if you're not telling your daughters and your wife that, God encouraged you to do it, and you be encouraged because you are beautiful. But she gets real close to my heart, and she's inspired me to try to get real close to God's heart. And so for the last years, every day, I run and literally leap into the arms of God and I put my head right up against His heart. We have 11 grandchildren. When they were small, they would come running around and crawl on me like fleas on a dog and say, Papaw, Papaw, do this, Papaw, do this, Papaw, Papaw, can we do this, Papaw? They were just everywhere. I kind of miss that now. Nine of them are teenagers. If they jumped on me now, I'd be done for. But they used to say, let's do this, but I had one grandson when he was 4. With all the activity, he'd crawl up in my lap and he'd put his head up on my chest and then he'd push back and he'd look up into my eyes and he'd say, Papa, what you want to do? What you want to do? Can't tell you how that touched my heart. It's a special young man. I pray he'll spend his life, Alec, saying, God, what you want to do? Find out what's on his heart, son. All right, now listen to me. God complimented me in my prayer time, and he said, I like the way you come to me now, more than when you used to come to get a sermon or you used to come to ask me for something, and I've told you to come and ask. Mm-hmm. I've told you to ask, and you'll receive, to seek, and you'll find, to knock, and it'll be opened, and if you seek me with all your heart, you'll find me. I've told you that, but he said, James, I like the way you come now, and he kind of reminded me of Princess, and he reminded me of Alec. He said, it's like you just get right up in my lap and you don't lean on your understanding, you really lean on me. Proverbs 3 challenges us, literally instructs us to do that. He said, you lean on me, but then he said something that really meant a lot to me. He said, it's as though you try to get your ear as close to my heart where you can hear my heart and know what's on my heart. Now, don't miss this, please. Can I tell you what he told me? You want to know what's on his heart? You are. You're on his heart. Every one of you in here. Now listen to me. He's thinking about you. You're the pearl of great price, the apple of his eye. Hey, you remember those 99 sheep everything was cool with? Because they were in the shelter. They were in the shadow of the Almighty. They were secure. They were safe. They were hedged. One. I'm looking for you. You. Every hurt, every pain, all the loneliness, all the desperation and despair, every battle. Come, learn of me. Take my yoke. Oh, boy, it's light. You want to know why that yoke is light? He's got it. Get in it with me. I'll lift it. I will lift the load and the burden and the hurt and the pain and every unanswered question. Will you give me a chance? That's what he's saying to you. Betty, every day we come into people's homes, wherever they invite us in. I don't care if it's a bar. I wish this would come on in every strip club. I wish you'd come on Wall Street. You get more comfort here than watching the stock reports. Every day we come into people's homes to tell them about the love of God. And I promise you this, by the grace of God, because of prayer, we're going to be more effective coming into your home than we've ever been in our lives. And Betty said to me last week, we were praying. God got us up about 3:30 in the morning. We get up early anyway. He just got us. He jolted us both, and he starts talking to us. And you know what? Can I tell you something? He told me this other day. He said, you know why I like to talk to you so much? Because I told him. I told Betty. I said, he won't leave me alone. He just talks to me all the time. He won't leave me alone. He's chasing me to talk to me. He is, so help me. And I asked him, I said, why are you talking to me all the time? And he said, you like to hear me. You like to hear me. You ever notice how anxious you are to go and talk to somebody who likes to hear what you like to talk about? Like the preacher at the convention said, did I ever tell you about my grandkids? And the other preacher said, no, and I sure do appreciate it. When you got something you're excited about, you want to talk about it. You're excited about it. God's excited, and I'm excited to hear it. And he just started talking to us, Betty. You turned to me and you said, what kind of hunt are we on that he wants us to be on?
Treasure hunt.
And what are most people on?
Scavenger hunt.
You know what I had to ask Betty, because I never got to play the kids' games. I moved too much. I didn't have a home. You ever feel that way? I can identify with you. I said, scavenger hunt. She said, you're just running around looking for clues. Never really focus on the treasure. A lot of people follow signs and wonders, and they never get to see the wonder who brings to pass the signs. By the way, if you know the way and you trust the way, you don't have to follow signs. You know your way through town. You don't have to read the signs. You know where you're going. People that are always looking for signs are still trying to learn the way. We follow the way, and the signs follow us. We don't run around looking for signs and wonders. We live in the power of his kingdom and his presence, and he is Lord, and he releases his power. So, Betty, we're going to be coming into people's homes every day with even a renewed focus on the king and the importance of the kingdom. We're going to be sharing with you perhaps the rest of our life, the basics of life, and what it is to fulfill God's kingdom agenda. When you hear me talking about what's in my heart, what's going on in your heart?
Well, as I was listening, I thought, what you just heard James share is his personal relationship with the Lord. with Jesus. And a day by day, moment by moment, second by second walk with Him. And you know, I used to think that that was just for ministers and those in special calling on the Lord. But I come to realize one day that I can have that same relationship with Him just as you can. And I get excited when I hear Him share because I have that relationship with Jesus, that daily walk with Him in that, you know, I love my husband. I love fellowshipping with him. I love our children. I love our 11 grandchildren. I love the times we get together in fellowship. But no sweeter time than when it's just me and God and He talks to me and I listen. I listen a lot. And that, to me, are those most precious moments because, you see, in those times, I get to hear Him and the direction He wants me to go, for my life to go. And it's not my way, but it's His way. It's not my will, but it's His will. And it's so much sweeter.
I can't help but believe that you've been blessed. And I got to be real honest with you. I get so blessed by Betty. And I think you do, too, and some of you take the time to communicate with us as a couple how much she blesses you. And I think you identify with her, many of you, because you think, well, you know, she's not a preacher. She's a homemaker. She's shy, but boy, I sure see Jesus in her. Well, I do, too. And here's the thing I pray you understand, because you talk about the revelation of the real basics of life and real kingdom life is where Jesus is the center, where it's His will and where your whole life is just wrapped up in Him, and He's the center. It's King Jesus, King now. It's not just thinking about get out of Dodge or get out of trouble, but bring the kingdom, the presence of Jesus, into this very real world in a very real way. These are the life basics, the basics of life that Jesus spent His 3-year public ministry trying to impart to His disciples. And they finally got it when they were filled with the other person, the Holy Spirit, King Jesus living in us in fullness and releasing His life. And by the way, that's what we ask you to do. No, wait a minute. Not us ask. It's what He asks us all to do. And that's release His love and His life toward people who are helpless. That's just turning the river loose. And when you release that river, because you really have received His forgiveness, His love, and His help, and His encouragement, and when you release it to others, transforms everything. You have an opportunity right now to give hope to those who are considered hopeless. I want to ask every one of you listening to me right now to just say, I'm going to reach out and touch someone. I'm going to let King Jesus touch someone through me today and lift them out of the pit of despair.
You know, the old lady, they feed the small girl for the homesick with the foreigner. They pay money a lot for the, they need for the steel virgin.
Human traffickers target innocent children who then become enslaved in a multi-billion dollar a year industry called the sex slave trade.
So imagine this, one girl taken from her family, whether she's kidnapped or tricked, but she is sexually abused over and over again, maybe 8 to 10 customers that she may have to service in one day.
We're fighting for children that can't fight for themselves, children that would be otherwise used in the sex trade or be bought and sold like animals for monetary gain. It's not right.
It's kids just like these that right now they're begging, but they are also bait for predators. If we don't get them off the street, they will be the next trafficked victims.
And when these children become enslaved and don't comply, horrible things are done to them by the human traffickers.
When I was a child, I seen a lot of things in front of my eyes.
They are cages somewhere like that. They are keeping a child as an animal. Just tied the hand, both hand like that, and that customer will be have a sex with that child.
It is tragic what's happening to children, innocent children, and it's not right. Our hearts are burdened by all the children that are crying out for help today, this moment, that need intervention, that need help, that are waiting for someone to hear their cries. And we can only do it with your help.
Well, I thank God for his heart expressed through Carol Hart and her husband, Michael, and the other missionaries, the missionary you saw writing and telling what's happening. Those precious people are in place because God put it on their heart to reach out and put arms of love around those who were held captive in this horrible sex trade. And you've enabled them to be effective. You've enabled them to be able to rescue the children that they went over to find. Two of the children you saw there, the little boy and girl with Carol, those two children were orphaned and they now live in the House of Destiny, in the Life Center. And so, by the way, this is what Kingdom Life does. We are no longer orphaned. God adopts us as sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father. And we can give those children that relationship with a family that loves them. Let me just tell you pointedly, and by the way, you're the ones, you viewers, I don't care where you are in the world, whether it's Australia or the United Kingdom or Canada or the U.S., it doesn't matter. You told us that you wanted to rescue those children, and you let us know, we're going to help you do it. It takes $128 to rescue one of the children. That's the cost for taking care of them, to get them either before they get them into the trade or get them out, or find them when they're wandering the streets and literally adopt them into the arms of God. And the just think about it, it's $128 to rescue a child, $1,280. And I don't just throw that out at random. I think about 10 children, and some of you could do that. You could say, I'll take 10 children. There are some who have been blessed where you say, James, God's been so good to me. I could give several thousand dollars to help. Well, please do that, but please keep this in mind. For every one of those precious children, just like the two with Carol, someone said, I've got $128. Another, I've got $128. Whatever it takes, we're going to do it. Whatever you can give, we can put gifts together and rescue a child. But I'm asking you right now, and I can't help but believe you care. So see, the real care, the real love of God, the real center of our life, Jesus, that care inspires a desire to share, to release the love. Not just talk about it. Not just defend the fact God loves us, demonstrate the love of God. Would you dial the number? Would you take your bank card, use it like a check, or you can go online, lifetoday.org. Many of you can do that. Make that gift God's put on your heart. If you can give the $128 or $1,280, please do that. Give the very best gift you can because we're going to give those children a chance. We're going to literally rescue lives together. It takes all of us working together. If you should get a busy, be persistent. Dial until you get through, just as though I'm the one getting the life preserver, getting the life to that child. I'm going to be determined to do it, as determined as you would want someone to be to rescue you or one of your loved ones. Would you do it right now? Make that call. If you make a check, make it to Life, put it in the mail, and please do that today. Thank you. We have some special gifts for you to bless you, to say thank you for sharing an opportunity with those precious little ones.
Human trafficking. It's hard to believe it's happening. But at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your support of Mission Rescue Life, you can help rescue more than 5,000 children from the horrors of the sex trade in parts of Thailand, India, Cambodia, and other targeted nations. Together, we can reach vulnerable families and children by providing much-needed food and relief. We can rescue those already ensnared by offering them a way out, and we can restore their hearts, minds, and bodies to enable them to enjoy life as God intended. Your gift today of only $128 will help rescue a child and change their life forever. And with gifts of $64 or $32, we will combine your gifts with others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of this lifestyle. As our way of saying thank you, please request The Butterfly Effect, How Your Life Matters. The story of this book reveals how you were specially created by God to make a difference and have the power to change the world. As a special challenge, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,280 to help rescue 10 children. With your gift, be sure to request Heart of the Father, our beautiful new bronze sculpture that demonstrates God's fatherly love for us as His children. Call, write, or make your gift online today.
These little orphans were in a village where human trafficking is prevalent. There are people on this planet that feel like they have the right to own a child, to do whatever they want to that child. I promise you that human trafficking of children, human trafficking of people is real. And we will not stop until every child is free or safe.
Wow. And you know, when you go to that phone, or you get online and check at lifetoday.org, and you find out the way you can be involved, what your part is vital in rescuing children's lives from human traffickers. And thousands of children are literally waiting for us to come and rescue them. But we can't do it without your help.
Just remember, when you make your gift, we're going to send you the butterfly effect, and it really does illustrate clearly the power and the influence and the significance of one person. And then the heart of the Father. Boy, I wish I'd had this when I was a boy. But see, listen, the Father wants everyone to know you're not an orphan. You're a child. We want to send this beautiful bronze along with the butterfly effect to those of you who will help us rescue 10 children or more if you can. Thank you so much for your gift. Thank you for helping us share in action the basics of life, fulfilling God's kingdom agenda. If you'd like to have the message on that subject that you've been hearing, simply ask for it. We'll send it to you on CD as you make a gift to help us share an opportunity for these precious children. I'd like for the glory of God to so come on His people, that His kingdom would so come on earth.
Tomorrow, James and Betty share the basics of life. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.